our lives and not always for the better. James Brown was the founding editor of Loaded magazine. He went on to edit GQ. He's now the editor of Sabotage Times. It's an online magazine. But he recently rid himself of his smartphone and he says he feels a lot better for it.
Earlier this summer, my iPhone broke and I had a week without it, and I took a small £10 phone that just had texts, telephone calls and a light on it. And I found that my state of mind was vastly improved because I've got quite an addictive personality, and I just found that I was constantly, pretty much all day, checking my phone, following things on Twitter I didn't really have a huge real interest in. So I sort of feel like we're being conned into a modern digital immediacy that actually we don't need. And if you don't reply to an email within 3 hours, the information that you've been asked to resend, it's just as valid 3 hours later.
James, when you consider what we use the net for now, I mean everything, yes, banking, paying bills, shopping, is it really feasible to withdraw from it? I know you did for a week and you've given up the smartphone, but you will still be logging on at some point.
No, I do. I mean, I've got a computer at home, and if I'm with somebody who's got a smartphone and I need some information, I just ask them to get it or to lend me their phone for a minute. But, you know, the reality of it is there are loads and loads of shops that still have car parks and front doors that you can walk through. Banks still exist in the high street. It's just about being in the present, really. I mean, it's almost like a mild form of Buddhism, I guess, just putting your phone down. What's going on is, every time we're checking emails and social media, you're looking for that little endorphin rush that validates you being around and think, oh, somebody's got in touch with me, or somebody wants me to do something, or I'm alive, somebody said hello on Facebook or whatever. And actually, that becomes, this isn't my theory, this is what, you know, what doctors and scientists have said, that becomes quite addictive, that need to be validated, that need to get that little rush.
That was James Brown, a mild form of Buddhist, talking to me before we came on air. That's it for today.
Do you ever receive phantom phone messages, imagined sounds or vibrations from your pocket? Do you sleep with your phone within arm's reach, like 90% of under 30s? You might, like more than half of Britons, suffer from nomophobia, anxiety at being out of phone contact. Your body is trying to tell you something, and it's not good news. If your phone is switched on, the very act of not checking it puts you under pressure. Your brain is unconsciously eager to handle your device, and suppressing this takes effort. In a famous 1996 experiment, psychologist Roy Baumeister allowed some volunteers to eat a display of freshly baked cookies, while others were told to resist temptation. Later, those who had resisted gave up more than twice as quickly as the others. When faced with a difficult task, they simply had less willpower left. We've seen this result time and time again. The very act of resisting temptation takes a toll. And this matters a great deal when it comes to technology. Are your unread emails hovering in a background browser tab? This reduces your effective IQ by 10 points. Your mind literally has fewer resources to spare. Now, technology isn't toxic. Your phone is not a brain cigarette, and nor are most of us addicts. But it is seductive.
I think you're cute.
And calibrated to entice. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are casinos. Your time is their money. Just one more click, another like, another link. But here's the thing. You're pricing yourself too cheap. Your willpower, your attention, these are limited resources, and others are only too good at spending them for you. Consider multitasking, a word invented to describe what computers do. Human brains can't actually multitask. At MIT, research by Earl Miller and others has shown that what we really do is switch rapidly between tasks. We get instant gratification from accomplishing something, a tiny email, a link clicked, while we steadily become less effective. Like a punter playing a slot machine, we start to need the short-term rush while the long-term slips out of view. When faced with a difficult question, writes Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman, we often answer an easier one instead, usually without noticing the substitution. Don't let your life become a series of answers to questions that aren't worth answering. Demand a great relationship with tech by spending at least a little time apart.